Voters in San Juan County are returning to the polls just 1 year after electing their first majority Navajo commission. The question on the ballot is whether the county should explore changing its form of government. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger explains how residents are taking sides in this election.
First, some background. Last year's election was the culmination of a voting rights lawsuit that shifted a 100-year-old power dynamic in San Juan County. The Navajo Nation sued the county in 2012, alleging that Native voters were disenfranchised. They won, and a federal judge drew new voting districts that put Native Americans in power.
But this proposition could change that.
And there's a lot of confusion about what's at stake. On a recent morning, Tara Benali and Davina Smith are doing voter outreach in Monument Valley. Both women grew up on the Navajo Nation and work for the San Juan Democratic Party. They walk up to a small square house with a traditional Navajo hogan next to it as dogs bark and nip at their feet. An elderly couple invites them in, and Smith asks if they have any questions about the ballots they received in the mail. The woman responds.
Before they put out the ballot, they should inform the people what will be happening. Instead, I says, what's going on? What is this for?
Mm-hmm.
We're asking each other and we don't know.
Smith explains that the mayor of Blanding initiated this special election and that it could lead to an increase in the number of county commissioners. There are three commissioners right now and two of them are Navajo.
Basically, it's because Blanding, Otto, Monticello, they want to regain that control, mm-hmm. in a sense to say, you know. And so our message is about moving forward in Ke.
Ke refers to the Navajo kinship system, and it's a big part of Smith's message. She tells people the election could result in the two Navajo commissioners being replaced.
We want to continue to have the commissioners we have because they come to our chapter meetings, you know, to hear our community members.
The election has confused people in the northern part of the county, too. Blanding City Councilwoman Cheryl Bowers says she had a lot of questions when she got her ballot last month.
Things like, can we afford a bigger commission? Do we need separation of powers? The group that they're giving the power to make the decision of what government we will go to, they're not elected. Is that too much power for one group?
She's referring to a committee that will be formed if the proposition passes. Blanding Mayor Joe Lyman will select that group to study the county's form of government and suggest a new one. That falls to him since he collected the signatures to prompt the special election. Lyman says he hopes the process results in more representation for Blanding. It's the county's largest town with a population of nearly 4,000. The boundaries that resulted from the voting rights case split Blanding into three different commission districts, and Lyman says that was a problem in the 2018 election.
Not one of those commissioners, not one of the three, needed one vote from Blanding to be elected. Not one of them campaigned in Blanding. Not one of them cares what goes on in Blanding. We've been unfairly divided.
Lawyer Stephen Bowes represented the Navajo Nation in the voting rights trial, and he says there's a legal reason Blanding was split up.
It has to be divided in any districting plan. It just has too many people for it to have its own commission district.
Bose says there's no way to draw new lines that keep Blanding together without violating the legal principle of one person, one vote. But Lyman rejects that. He says Blanding can be kept in one district, but he won't direct the study committee to do so.
I'm not going to preload the committee with that idea. They know it's out there, but I'm not selecting people based on what I think their feelings are about it.
Since people don't know what the committee will do, the proposition has been a hard sell. Blanding Councilwoman Cheryl Bowers says she ultimately decided to vote yes after researching potential outcomes. She says she wants a 5-member commission because it would encourage discussion and lead to better decisions. But she's worried the proposition won't pass.
I've seen no outreach from somebody saying yes, vote yes for this initiative. So it's been frustrating because I feel like both sides aren't being represented.
Meanwhile, the San Juan Democrats say their efforts are paying off. Smith and Benali have been doing outreach for the past 2 months, and Benali is hopeful about the election's outcome.
The radio eyes have really put the information forward and helped the people to understand what's going on. And so us following up, doing the door-to-door is really, I think, we'll get there.
We'll get there, yes.
Election day is tomorrow. If the proposition passes and a new form of government is suggested, it will go back to voters for approval.